Boo!
Oh, Tom.
I got you.
I was making spooky sounds.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Oh my god, welcome to the very first annual Sweet Niblets Halloween special. We got it. It's our Halloween special.
It's you.
It's me.
And me.
And we have a special guest.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Chicago comedian, hot clown, company, founding member.
And casual Hannah Montana fan. Sadie Walton.
No, you gotta do it like this. Sadie Walton.
Oh, right. Spooky. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Yes.
For this very special episode.
Sadie's pronouns are she, her, hers. We're very excited to have you. Yeah. It's going to be a very special episode because we are going to talk about
something other than Hannah Montana.
Yes, but
something adjacent to Hannah Montana.
Because we'll be talking about R.L. Stine's The Haunting Hour, Don't Think About It.
Starring Achy Jakey Hart and Lola Vander Noodle.
Lola Vander Noodle. That's where you got, okay, Lola Luffnangle.
Can I tell you, that feels pretty close.
You got really close there with Vander Noodle. I'm really proud of you. So, yeah, we'll be starring them and other people. It was directed by Alex Zam, who also directed My Date with the President's Daughter.
Oh, my God. Starring Eric from Boy Meets World.
Right. We love that movie. Right? Yeah, it's a good film. He's also Inspector Gadget 2, Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2, and Tooth Fairy 2. So a lot of direct-to-DVD sequels for Disney have been directed by this man, among other things. It seems to be written by a team of writers named Dan Angel and Billy Brown, who wrote John Carpenter's Body Bags, many of the segments in that film. It's a horror anthology film from 1993. I highly recommend it if you're a fan of horror.
Have you seen it?
Yes. Oh, Sadie and I have watched it together.
We watched
that together. We did. It was a good time. Yeah. And they've written episodes of Animorphs, Goosebumps, which is, you know, part of this thing, and X-Files, among other things.
Dang.
So this movie was produced on a $3 million budget, which I know sounds like a lot of money to...
For movies?
For movies, it's a pretty meager budget.
Yeah.
And it was released straight to DVD on September 4th, 2007.
In time for the Halloween season.
Right, exactly. Like, they were ready to go. And then it aired on Cartoon Network for the very first time, just days later, September 7th. No.
It is a live action movie. Everything on Cartoon Network was a cartoon.
This shattered the mold for that. Yeah. And it premiered there. And I remember when I was a kid, I was not very much into Cartoon Network. And this was something that brought me to Cartoon Network. Mm. And I also remember an ad for this airing on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Like, they knew that the Emily Osment and Cody Lindley stands would be there. And that's how they would get them to watch it. And a re-airing of it was, like, the most watched thing on Cartoon Network for that week. So it was a pretty big deal. And it's pretty well-received.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's based off of The Haunting Hour was, like, a book that R.L. Stine released of, like, 10 anthology stories.
Okay, so it's not like Goosebumps.
No. And this story is not in that book at all. This just has that title for whatever reason, and it's completely original story with, like, consultations on the script by R.L. Stine.
Okay.
So he has his hand over it. He's proud to be a part of it. And filming took place in the borough of Carnegie, Pennsylvania between October and November 2006, which is pretty shortly after Cody Lindley and Emily Osment met for the first time on the set of Hannah Montana.
Season 1.
Yeah, which is pretty fun. Yeah. And so that's pretty much, like, all I have to say about, like, fun facts before we get into it. You guys have never seen it.
No, never.
Have you? But, like, do you have any, like, connections to R.L. Stine in general?
I liked Goosebumps as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of R.L. Stine.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
I really liked the Fear Street series because it felt more grown up to me.
Sure.
Goosebumps was good, classic, but I wonder about the high schoolers. A little bit more badass.
Grown up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Actually scary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then exactly. More like the Goosebumps that was just like... I mean, when I was really little, regular Goosebumps, like when I was like fifth grade, first reading chapter books, regular Goosebumps did kind of freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fear Street, though, definitely was, like, a little too scary, a little intense for me.
I had a slappy ventriloquist doll when I had a ventriloquism phase in my childhood. It was something that I begged for, I believe, Christmas. I wanted specifically the slappy ventriloquist doll, and I was, like, into him for a hot minute, and then I was definitely scared of him. And he was locked away in my closet, and I think he just, like, shortly disappeared after that. I think my parents wanted to get their money back on it because I was not using him. And kind of miss it. Kind of wish I never let go of that, because I wish I could get back into ventriloquism. We've talked about that before.
I think we did talk about it on the podcast.
Yes, yeah, so I can, my bad. Yeah, so me repeating myself, classic. But anyway.
I want everybody who listens to this podcast to know about your history and interest with ventriloquism.
I'll bring it up as many times as I possibly can. I'm wearing a Goosebumps shirt right now. I love Goosebumps. Read those books like crazy when I was a kid.
My most ghoulish dress.
Yeah, it's black.
I feel like a ghoul.
Yeah, you look great. You look amazing. And we all look hot and ready to watch this amazing film.
I feel like somebody who's going
to
be in this movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to channel the main character.
Emily Osment's goth character?
No, I don't think so. I think you more look like somebody, like the cool, smart girl that's about to solve the mystery.
Yeah, because I read a bunch.
It's the overalls, the glasses, yeah.
so true. I love it. So this film, just to give you a little quick dish.
No spoilers.
Bullied by her peers. Tired of her parents and bugged by her little brother. Goth girl Cassie decides to get some harmless revenge by reading a scary book to her brother, summoning a monster in the process.
Spoilers.
So, I haven't seen this movie in years. I remember loving it when I was a kid, and I'm excited to get back into it. So we're going to go watch it, and then we're going to come back and talk about it, and we'll have all these ambient sounds, like honks and people talking and cats running around.
That's actually just my spooky sounds tape.
It's our spooky sounds that we'll have in the background, and we hope you all enjoy them, and we can't wait to come back and talk about this movie. Would you guys have any predictions? What do you think? Anything you want to say before we get into it and come back?
I think Cassie's going to bite off a little more than she can chew is what it sounds like.
So true.
Yeah, they have to deal with some spooky stuff, probably.
And yeah.
Hopefully come out having learned a lesson.
Yes, I hope so.
With any luck.
And I hope you guys like Papa John's. Okay.
Because they sponsored us?
No, not us.
They sponsored them. Yeah.
See you later.
Shakaroni. Yeah. It's the evil thing.
Ooh. The evil thing got us.
It got us.
No, we got it.
It got me. No,
we saved the day.
Okay.
We're back, and we're a little tipsy, and, you know, not going to lie. Just, you know, we had a fun time. We watched the movie, and we're back, and we're here to talk about it with everyone. Who
is right? Yeah.
Where do we even begin? This is such an unstructured thing.
So I forgot to do something that I wanted to do before we started, so I'm trying to do that now, because I think that the thing that I would want to sum up this movie by saying was that, like, it was really cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can tell because I wrote cool. I'm at 8-9 times so far in my notes. I have pages of notes that I took during this movie.
Yeah, Corey was actually really the only one of us that actively took notes throughout, so we're really thankful
and
to her for that.
Cool so far. 9. I know I have a couple more. 10. Oh, my gosh. So cool was definitely really my most used word.
Yeah, so it was a really cool movie. I really liked that there was... the only note that I really wrote was, I liked that there was an opening scare instead of an opening kill. Like, you know? Because the thing that I appreciated about this horror movie, and that's something I saw in a lot of quote-unquote reviews...
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, you guys. It's here.
Oh, it's here.
Hello?
Okay, pause.
Sorry, guys. Our Papa John's is here. We'll be right back. So we're back.
Yeah.
We had Papa John's.
Mm-hmm. It was pizza time.
So, because this movie heavily featured Papa John's product placement.
Yes.
We had a character that was fully a Papa John's delivery driver.
He didn't have a name. He was just Papa John.
Yeah.
Delivery driver.
Yes. Yeah. He almost died.
Came very close.
Yeah. So where do we begin? Should we begin?
I feel like when we when I want to begin something, I start at the beginning.
I guess that's a very good place to start.
And the beginning of this movie was those opening credits, which were very cool.
Yeah, to go back to
what I was saying.
Yeah.
It was like a black background, but with a, different stuff, like Halloween decorations, but it was like all panned around in a spooky fashion.
Yeah, I do feel like it was going back and forth between genuinely creepy masks and some cheaper Halloween decorations.
No, I think they were all pretty boss.
They were all pretty boss.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, they were scary.
Yeah.
I believed it.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Yeah. Are you scared now?
Okay, and then we're in a child's bedroom.
Okay, yes.
And this kid is in bed. He's a whiny bitch.
I was trying to find redeeming qualities for him throughout.
He has no redeeming qualities the entire movie. He's crying for his mom to come in the room, and then she comes in, and he's like mad that this G.I. Joe is looking at him, so she turns him around.
I love that.
And then he says, well, now I can't tell what he's thinking.
Which is important.
So she has to turn him back like halfway?
Okay.
What the fuck? It was very upsetting to me. I can't tell what he's
but
thinking.
But you laughed. You thought it was funny.
I mean, it's funny because who the fuck?
Like, it was wild.
Kids have the goal,
I think
I guess.
His name was Max. Yeah.
Yeah, that's his name for sure.
Max. I forgot what the actor's name is. Let me look it up real quick because that's weirdly important for me to say.
But then somebody's like trying to scare him from the closet. It turns out it's his sister.
It's Alex Wise Winton Reed.
Yes. Yeah, he has a long name.
But somebody is trying to scare him from the closet, and it is his sister, who is played by Emily Osment.
That's true, yes.
In her gothist glory. Oh my god.
And
the wig.
It's the worst wig I've ever seen. It's
really?
It looks like shiny. It looks like a bagged wig. It doesn't look like hair.
Yeah, that's
fair.
It's
like a costume.
Hi.
And maybe it does because, I mean, I think wigs are too much hair for kids' heads.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Is that crazy?
That's why they put so many hats on her.
No, yeah, it does look too big.
It looks like more hair than could possibly grow out of her head. It's like the way Barbie is. It's more hair than
absolutely
a person could have.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It's unrealistic expectations.
It's for goth girls, yeah. Yeah.
But she's there to, like, scare him because he wrecked her DVD player,
which
I have
hilarious.
So many questions about. Like,
yeah.
How did he wreck it? How does one wreck a DVD player? Did he put something in it?
That's what I imagined. I was like, he shoved something in the DVD player.
So upper middle class of her to have her own DVD player. Am I right?
Yeah, they're rich.
They're rich.
I mean, her bedroom.
All the Papa John's.
Oh my god. No, the Papa John's they got for free. But remember?
Not the first time, though.
They didn't order pizza the first time.
Oh, who was
it? It was somebody
that?
Else.
Oh, yeah. My bad. All right. Yeah.
It's okay.
The lady who gave him the candy corn.
Instead of the tip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bull.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's later on. She has a really cool bedroom, though.
Yes.
I like her weird gold bed and the red, like, sheet. Like,
and it's not fully
blanket.
Unpacked yet because
no,
we haven't established that the family just moved into town.
Yeah, that's how the only way they could plug two men in a truck, the moving company.
Yeah, there's a lot of
which is one of the product placement opportunities that they took.
Yeah.
And then, was it that night that they see the actual scary guy? God bless you.
Yeah, it's later that night. He's looming outside.
Yeah, with a scary hat. The hat is, for me, what makes it scary.
Oh, is it Tobin Bell? That's Tobin Bell for the first time, for sure. Yeah.
The hair.
Horror icon. We'll get more to
maybe
later.
Maybe it's like the head comp. Like, because just like a guy standing outside is like kind of scary, I guess. But like a guy with long hair, scary. A guy with a weird hat on.
And the trench coat.
The judgment calls all around.
Yeah. All very
confusing.
Scary. All very spooky.
Very menacing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she just sees him and she's
just like...
That was
the first jump, I think.
Yeah, lol, whatever.
I wrote actual scary guy.
Actual
like,
scary
I
guy.
I would be scared of that guy, for
this
sure.
This movie is actually pretty frightening at times. Let me tell you, when I was a kid, I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was the first time I felt scared, and I felt scared multiple times.
Yeah.
Never. But yeah, we're in their like house, and the mom is like generally sort of like not into her goth daughter.
Yeah, it's the next day, like
yeah, getting ready it's for their school, first right? day at school or something right, the like new that. School. Mom wants her to wear this like fucking outfit that's like a khaki mini skirt and like a teal sweater.
Yeah, dude. Awful, barf. We hate it. Let Cassie be Cassie. She's a goth queen.
Yeah, she stands out. Oh my god.
Yeah,
with the wig and the.
Could you
all black, like black that? Layers. Go ahead. What's up?
Could you imagine her wearing that like teal outfit with the wig and like other like goth accessories?
Oh, see,
that
would like the so sweater, bad. I think she could get away with like some dark pants, but like it's the skirt for me that's like no way.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But yeah, she doesn't want to wear it. She's like, no, I'm my own thing. I'm gonna do that. And then she goes, "Don't we get her like? Don't we get this like dramatic shot? One of like the beginning of many dramatic shots of her just like walking through the town on her way to school.
Yeah,
and it's like the soundtrack is playing. Did you kind of like the soundtrack? Yeah, I really whatever the soundtrack, song
I want to look it up.
Was playing over her as just walking. It was very like pop punk.
And Y2K. Yeah, when she's going to school and she has like goth Baby Spice hair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I really love just like the town. I love a good. Gothic small town,
especially well, like yeah, like the fall decorations.
Yes, yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, they shot this during October and November, which like thank God they did. Sometimes I see like a Halloween movie that's like not filmed; it's like filmed in the summer, and yeah. I'm like, you can tell
the leaves.
Like, yeah, the leaves, that's but they filmed this properly.
Yeah,
thankfully.
But yeah, she's like hanging out with her mom. Her mom tells her she would look darling in this outfit. Did you ever my mom used to like people in my life would be like, "Oh, that looks darling."
Oh, God.
Did you ever hear that shit?
I don't think I got darling.
Oh, I just got like handsome.
Hey, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll look darling on you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I say that about I literally said that about stuff on my like friends too though. Honestly.
You look darling though all the time.
Tom.
Yeah. It's one of the adjectives I'm just yeah, no. But then she's at school.
Right? Yeah, she's at school. But okay, what I was bringing that up to go back, I went back to that because was so angsty with her mom.
Oh, right.
And I pointed this out while we were watching as well, that I really like Emily Osment's acting ability and her ability to go from like like very believable, like over it angst into this like she's walking through the halls of school. School fucking sucks.
True.
And she's like looks really just like not happy and like really insecure. She's like you can see this like sort of fear and like anxiety on her that I'm like damn.
Yeah, we get you, Yasmin. Yeah,
yeah, I
love
it.
She's relatable
queen. I love Emily.
Yeah, yeah. Now she's at school. One of the best.
She's got cool like, locker stuff with like a weird X-ray skull.
Right,
there.
And there's like such good Halloween decorations all over the school, which yeah, like does make sense because there's a big Halloween dance coming up. So they got to prepare for that. But yeah, she's got a cool locker. Halloween she already tradition. Has locker decorations up, right? And didn't they say that it was her first day of school?
That's no, interesting... I think I just said that because I was speaking from a misinformed place.
Ah, I see. Okay, so it I must think be she's like new at school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's quite new at school.
I bet she's like a nester, you know?
Yeah, she's the freaky. Gotta put the decorations but she's up. The freaky goth girl. People do not like her.
Yeah.
They're making fun of her. But she does see a boy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Across the hall. It's young Cody Lindley.
Immediate attraction.
Young. I don't know. He's there.
She's into it. I feel like he looks at her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's pretty into her right off the bat. Like, I see that. I like that this is a horror rom-com. Because there's, like, definitely a thing going on with them that they're trying to pursue.
Yeah.
They're cute.
And then they're in, like, the cafeteria. And she's already sitting down reading her spooky little book and eating her spooky little lunch.
Because everything she does is spooky. It's true. Yeah, she's got.
And then he chooses to sit down with his friend in her field of vision. Mm-hmm. Like, he sits, like, one table away from her, basically. Like,
right.
A table and then one over.
Yes.
And he, like, looks up all coy and shit. And then his friend is, like, trying to, like, gives him, like, a pen, but it's electric.
Yeah. Oh, that was in the hallway earlier, though. I remember, we were like, he's into shock. He likes shock stuff.
Yeah, he's a hot masochist.
He's really into shock stuff. He was, like, into that.
Yeah, he kept doing it.
Yeah, and then we're back over to dark lunch with her dark food and eating the dark book.
She hears him complaining about having to read Edgar Allan Poe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's like, I love Edgar Allan Poe. She, like, just screams like, across.
She's very awkward.
I was like, this feels out of character for somebody whose character has not been very much established.
She's just like, no, she hears Edgar Allan Poe, and she's like, yes, please, somebody talk to me about poetry.
Talk to Edgar Allan Poe, yes. She's into that, and I don't even remember exactly what she's saying. She's like, yeah. I love him. I've read all of his stuff. I can tell you this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
And then...
he's just, like, kind of a himbo, and I'm into it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally got himbo vibes from her.
First himbo all time.
Yeah, big himbo vibes. And then she pretty much... she gets interrupted by Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Mm-hmm. Who calls her a living dead reject, and I just want to cop to that definitely being the name of my live journal.
Living dead reject.
Yeah.
She's played by Brittany Curran.
What a biatch.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even bother to write down her name, A, because it was too many things to write.
Yeah.
She was just that bitch.
That bitch. Oof. I recognize her from Legally Blonde.
Is she blonde in it?
No. No, she plays, like, a very similar character. And do you know about Legally Blonde?
No.
Well, it's about Elle Woods's twin British nieces going to a private school in California, and somehow it's similar to Legally Blonde, and she's the bad girl. That's where I recognize her. She has a type. Brittany Curran. She's doing stuff and things nowadays. Look her up, people. But anyway, she plays Priscilla in this, and Priscilla is not nice.
No, not a nice person.
No.
Yeah, when she like jumps like right in between Cassie and Sean. Mm. And Sean. It's like, oh, you need help? I'll tutor you. And then she, like, touches his hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was wild.
She was very aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, too much.
It's crazy.
Chill out. And I feel like that's the end of that. And then Cassie's back at home having this, like, very bizarre flashback scene where she's, like, musing on all of the sad things that happened to her that day.
It was so dramatic. Yeah. Everything that was going on. She was just laying in bed listening to her, like, iPod Nano or something.
No, it was a regular old-school iPod.
It was a regular old-school iPod.
It was, like, the big boy.
Yeah,
the big boy. It was pre-color screen.
Yeah.
Tom from Editing Mode here. Just want to point out the fact that we failed to mention that Cassie was humiliated by having her whole lunch thrown all over her in one of those classic lunchroom situations where the cafeteria tray is pummeled onto you. Anyway.
And she was just, reminiscing on the trauma of the day, which I still do that.
She was fully humiliated in front of the whole cafeteria.
So much of this movie was, like, actually pretty well done that this flashback scene is, like, what? Had, like, weird camera action and then just, like, weird music back and forth and then like, sort of slow motion. Yeah, it was bizarre.
It was a bizarre world.
But, you know, she was reliving it all again.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, what happens after that?
Then her mom comes in and is like, you should go to the dance.
Yes, of course. That's not exactly it. No. Classic mom trope. You should bust through the door. You should go to the dance, honey. It's time.
She's like, you know, I didn't want to go to the dance when I was a girl and my mom made me go and I had lots of fun. So maybe think about that.
Maybe take a little think about that and see how you feel, Cassie.
Okay, which is crazy because then... I don't know, I think it's in the next scene, but then her mom is like, it's the next day. Cassie's leaving for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom is like, hey, by the way, you're going to need to babysit your brother on Halloween.
Take him trick-or-treating.
Because they have to go to the boss's party. Have to go.
Yeah.
Maybe look for a babysitter. Maybe pay somebody to do such a thing.
Yeah, you're super upper middle class.
And they're like, we don't ask that much of you. And based on the things they ask her to do in this movie, I kind of think they do ask that much of her.
Yeah, it's her favorite night of the year. Yeah. And they're asking a lot out of her. And she establishes that.
Yeah, and they should know that by looking at her.
Yeah.
They do absolutely accept her lifestyle. They don't support it.
We know you're goth. We know this is important to you. We're going to ruin your Halloween. Exactly.
Okay. But this is the scene where introduced is the controversial beret. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because she's going places now. She's like...
She's got her bad wig on and her weird layer dress with this, like, really nice kind of, like, duster sweater that I liked.
Okay.
It had, like, a nice rounded bottom.
There was a black and red scarf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, black and red scarf that was, like, not as dope. Like, striped. It was, like... Yeah. I gotta say that I would have totally, I wouldn't have been wearing this wig, but I also wouldn't have been pretending it was my hair.
Uh-huh.
But I would have worn that outfit. Okay. Tip to toe.
Yeah.
The boots, the beret. I loved every bit of it.
But you didn't like the beret.
I think I did not like the beret on the wig.
Yeah.
It looked particularly bad for me.
Yeah, it was like a lot. It was a lot on the wig, for sure.
Yeah, the bangs with the...
coming out the bottom, yeah.
I felt that. But I think they knew that the wig was weird, so they were overcompensating it with hats for, like, the rest of the film.
Yeah.
That was, like, a lot of what was going on.
I bet that the front of it was just not sitting normally, and that's why they had to do Baby Spice hair and then a bunch of, like... Yeah.
She's like walking. Ooh,
that was a ghost.
She's like just like walking through town and like this and that.
Yeah, she's like running a little. She said she's going to the library.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm going to the library. Does anybody need anything? Starbucks.
Yeah, she did. Product placement. She did. Yeah, that was a weird. Yeah, a lot of things brought up. But then like I don't know. All of a sudden she dips into like a gangway, like an alley type situation.
Because she sees a Halloween store and not a spirit Halloween store.
No.
Although it does seem to disappear at the end of Halloween.
Yes, it's a little small business. At the end of this,
owned.
Yeah, at the end of this little alley thing, and it just like all of a sudden is there, and she walks in, and she is in love. She is like, oh yes, this is my element. I am goth. I love a Halloween store.
This store, like more so than the rest of the movie happening before it, is giving me big time Are You Afraid of the Dark vibes.
Yeah, why so? Yeah. What's
why so?
Why so?
Because it's just like. It was, like, spooky in the ways that Are You Afraid of the Dark always was to me when I was a kid.
Okay.
Like, it just, like, it wasn't relying on a lot more than, like, lighting and set design and just, like, sort of the camera work and music of just, like, moving, sort of panning slowly around, like, some shit that's literally just hung on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, heavy makeup effects. It's not, like, big time effects or, like... You know, it didn't look expensive, but it also didn't look cheap. Like, it looked thoughtful. I liked it.
I love that.
I like Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes. Good job.
Anyways.
Good job. Yeah, no, I agree. This was a fun, creepy shop with that fun, creepy shop owner.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, oh, so what she's like looking through the shit and she sees this is the second scare of the movie so far. Where she's like looking at the spiders, and then one of them is a real spider.
Oh yeah, that was
like that big ass tarantula.
That was freaking scary. That was freaking scary.
And then it's Tobin Bell.
It's Tobin motherfucking Bell.
Do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game? This is like mother freaking Jigsaw right here. And he's like in a bunch of other horror movies too. Like this is an iconic horror movie actor.
Yeah,
just like an iconic actor. So big get. He knows how to come in. And bring in the creep factor.
Truly. Really he elevated. Was really scary.
Yes. He was creepy. He was weird. He was cryptic. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I don't even remember what he was saying.
He was...
Just like this and that and the other thing.
He was like, you like scaring people?
Yeah.
And
he was like, reading her like a book.
And he's like telling her about his collection, which I only remember because I'm like, what does he collect? And I'm like, is it something yucky?
I said it was gay shit. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom, pretty much, it is. You do usually think it is gay shit.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10 it is.
Oh, well, and at one point he's like, do you like to read? Because she's, like, carrying a bunch of books.
Right.
Which, like, bitch, get a bag. Like, you knew you were going. She knew she was going to the library. Okay. Yeah.
Grab a tote.
I'm sorry.
I guess you're just going to return books.
When you, as somebody who works at a library, your expert opinion here, do you find most people bring a bag to the library when they are checking out books?
I would say it's about 50-50.
50-50.
Some people do plan ahead, but a lot of people do not. And then they check out all these books and they're like...
Do they ask you for bags?
Yeah, they do.
Do you guys have bags?
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Wow.
It's a luck of the draw.
Yeah. We do have tote bags for sale.
Oh.
But that's a dollar.
And where do
those...
That's
not that much?
No, it's not much.
Yes. And are they cute?
They fold up. And they have a little snap, and they just say CPL. They're not cute. I would say not cute. But
not cute.
We'll hold books.
Functional.
Very functional, yes.
That's good. We love to see it.
Well, she did not go to a library with such a program.
Yeah.
Because she's just carrying her fucking books around. Like, what goth girl doesn't have a bag, though?
Right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a big lazy bag.
Exactly.
Come on.
Goth standard. Right, yeah.
But then he's like, go look at our book section. And it's a bookshelf which has a label on it that says books. And it's slow so pan down of the shelf from where it says books to where there is just one book on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And because this is
It's not even on a shelf. It's like just in a display case.
It's in a display case, like on a weird claw. Yeah. But to the credit of this movie, Emily Osment is like, that's just a book. Like, that's not this says books. Yeah.
That's one book.
Yeah. If they didn't say that, this would have been a bad movie.
Right.
Like, they needed to acknowledge
that. Yeah, they did. They did. It was a pretty self-aware film, and I like that about it. But she's like, it's the evil thing book.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This fucking book.
This fucking book.
Sounds scary.
It's, mm-hmm. She's, and he's, what does he say? He's like, well, just like, you can take it, whatever.
No, but don't she's like, how loud. Much is it?
Yeah.
And right. He goes, how much will you pay?
And she, like, reaches through her bag and she just sees...
But she doesn't have a bag. It's, like, her pocket.
No. Oh, yeah. All right. You're right. Yeah. And she pulls out $5 and she's like, this is all I have.
$5. He's like, sold!
Yeah.
He's, like, desperate to get rid of this book.
And then he like, goes,
the evil thing is yours.
Right. Yeah. And then doesn't he say there's a warning on the front?
I don't think he says that. Oh, he doesn't say that? No. Well, so she's like... She wants to read it when it's in the store, but it's locked. And he's like, you only get the key when you pay for it.
Yeah.
And then she gets the key. She's, like, walking out with it. And it's, like, fading into light. Like, it's, like, not there. And then it's fading in, but it says, do not read aloud.
Oh, yeah. And there's all the dramatic, spooky stuff happening.
And the wind is blowing again. Storm okay, so, like, wind. Yeah, when they have been in school before, which I don't even, I think, yeah, well, we talked about the school a little bit, but, like, no, this they couldn't have done that before.
Right, because no, this is the first time. Yeah, because she's got the book. She's got the book.
Spooky wind. Spooky wind plays spooky a big wind. Part in this movie.
Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, there's spooky wind happening, and she's looking at it, and she's just like, oh, okay, whatever. And then she just kind of moves on.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. Yeah. She's home now, right?
No, we're back at school.
We're back at school.
Because the vote is being announced. Oh. The pumpkin queen has been elected.
And who guess who it is? Guess who the fuck it is? Priscilla. Priscilla Pumpkin Queen.
Her Majesty.
Oh, she's...
And that makes Sean Mr. Pumpkin Queen.
Yeah, good for him. He's...
Oh my God.
I don't think he's... I can't tell how he feels about Priscilla. It's not like really well. I
think he's
well...
like vibing on her.
I don't think he's vibing on her, but he doesn't like do...
She's pretty. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I guess I'll be Pumpkin King.
Yeah, he's getting flirted with and he's like pretty keen on that.
He enjoys it for a minute.
Which like, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I think he's into it for sure.
I just feel like if you're a middle schooler, attention is the thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
From anyone.
Yeah. They're in middle school, right? We established?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
But I, because I feel like they look the oldest of all of the people that are shown in the school.
I guess.
Like, that's fair. In the cafeteria, it looks like there's only kids younger than them.
Yeah.
Sure.
But what's, Cassie is, like, in the lunch line, like, lamenting this, like, whole bullshit. To the lunch lady who's like, oh, Pumpkin Queen's a big deal.
Yes. She's very love this lunch lady. The poetry. She's got this like hot music. Like pumpkin vest. Yeah, it's cute. I love it.
The poetry, the music, the pinata.
The pinata.
Of the Pumpkin Queen.
Yeah. And then she serves Casey like some like
Cassie.
My bad. Yeah. Some literal hot wet garbage.
Yeah, what is that supposed to be?
I don't know. It was like a hot dog bun and just like beans.
Chili. It's a chili dog.
But there was no dog. Yeah,
it was
a
hamburger bun. Like, it was the wettest sloppy joe you could imagine.
Disgusting. Public school. They spend all this money on Halloween decorations, and they can't give the kids a proper meal.
Yeah, but freaking the lunch lady even calls Priscilla your majesty, or her majesty. It's like, so, like, what is this fucking lunch lady on? Like,
Halloween spirit.
Yeah, like, this trip that she's on is intense.
Yeah,
like,
she loves her town.
She loves the Pumpkin Queen.
Yeah. And the Pumpkin Queen. Tradition. We all must respect the Pumpkin Queen.
I do not respect the Pumpkin Queen.
The pumpkin queen. Kind of a bitch.
Yeah, she says balls.
I don't like that. I don't like that word. Sorry. What? Bitch.
Okay. I keep saying it. I've said it like already five times.
But she, I don't know. She's so mean and bad.
Yeah, she's like not.
She's
nice.
A mean girl. Yeah, she has no redeeming qualities. There's no redemptive arc for her at all. Not at all. Spoiler alert.
Okay, but now we're in the cool part.
Yes, which is
that they got. We got some gamer parents on deck.
Oh, gamer parents! Oh, so, yes, yeah. This is wild.
When the kid was like staying up late. Like,
I wonder if this was an actual game. Is this more product placement?
I don't think so. I don't. They didn't say the name enough time. The name of the game enough times for it to register. But yeah, in the beginning with the little boy who's like scared in his room, they're like, if you stay asleep, like if you don't bother us again, we'll get you that video game.
Ah.
So like, even though he does bother
them, I didn't catch that, yeah.
They get him the video game, but then it's like too scary for him, even though it's only about squirrels.
Yeah, he's a bothersome child. This kid. Weird. It makes make no sense. To me. Yeah, I'm not a fan at all. I tried to like him and it didn't work.
Yeah, no, he sucks so much. I'm like looking for something to like about him, like even knowing what I know about the whole movie now. It's just like, he's just so annoying. He's like, oh, it's too scary. Mm-hmm. And his parents are just like having a good time. The dad's even like, it's about a squirrel shooting nuts.
Yeah.
You freaking idiot.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't say that.
Yeah.
But then Cassie gets a package. And her mom's like, oh, already?
Oh, right. What this was that? Wild. She's like,
I don't know what it was.
She was like, oh, yeah, I decided I'm going to go to the Halloween. She was like, I need some last minute things for the Halloween dance. And this is like 2007. This is like
this is pre-Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime, that shit or whatever. So like, if you're going to do overnight shipping, that's going to be some very expensive shit.
Where is she getting her money?
Also,
I've just realized that the thing she's getting overnighted to her is cockroaches.
Yeah, literally bugs.
So where do you find fucking cockroaches? Delivery.
Right. I didn't realize that.
Overnight cockroach delivery.
Jesus
fucking. Yeah, should we look that up? Is that a thing? Yeah.
Should we? It is now. For
how
sure.
Much does it cost?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what?
What? Oh my god.
Let's see. I'm just gonna do like a click clack clack.
Click clack clack. But then she's at the dance. She's wearing green lipstick. She's been wearing black lipstick so far. The black lipstick wasn't doing anything for me. The green lipstick I'm into.
All
right. Yeah, the green was a nice pop of color.
All I see is
I'm sorry?
All I see is cockroach, like, extermination. We'll look into that.
I don't want to kill them. I want to pour them on an eighth grader.
Yeah. As we're about to see. Because we are at the Halloween dance.
Yeah.
Now. It is spooky. It is like,
oh my god, there's this great big like moon decoration, like old school like moon face decoration on the back wall. I was so into that.
Everyone has great costumes. Yes, all these extras.
Extras are good costumes.
There's like 2 or 3 minutes of this that's really just Cassie walking around.
Like panning around the dance. Yeah. You see a lot of kids dancing, her sort of checking it out. She puts on this very cool mask.
Yes, she does. And she already had like a whole like thing going on like under it. So she had like two costumes.
I understand the point of the mask now.
Yeah. Halloween Queen. Yeah.
But yeah, she's wearing the cool, she looks like an old like rock lady.
Yes.
I'm into it.
I like it.
But she goes like behind some scenes of some capacity.
Yes.
These like two like dorks are mixing up punch.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, Mr. Ho-and-so said that you need to go to the curb to unload whatever. And they're like, I thought we were... No, they were on pinata duty. He's like, I thought we were on pinata duty. And she's like, yep, get out there. He needs you. And then she's left alone with the pinata.
I like how we're like maybe like a half hour into this movie and like the big bad evil thing hasn't really even happened yet.
No, they really start at the beginning. Yeah.
They really do.
But
yeah.
I didn't mind. It was good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Well, she's pouring stuff into the pinata. Antics.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it is.
We have no idea. Well, we kind of spoiled it.
No, we've spoiled it, so far. But, like, what were your guesses as to what... Do you remember what we were guessing it was? Because now...
Worms.
Yes, yeah. I thought some worms maybe.
I thought maybe blood at first. Mm-hmm. Like a little caramel.
Well, I knew what it was going to be. Oh, that's right. So, I've seen those. Yeah, so I couldn't...
Yeah, I don't... But, anything. Like... Bugs, I think, was like an early guess. Yeah. I think I said bees.
Bees? That would have been bad for everyone involved. That would have been crazy. Just a swarm of bees dropping.
I definitely
down.
Did not expect it to be cockroaches.
No.
That was like not what I was thinking at all.
Because what happens is, you know, Priscilla, of course, gets crowned cockroach queen. No, pumpkin queen.
Pumpkin queen. Yeah, she's pumpkin queen. She's the only person who gets to do the pinata.
Yeah, it's right. Specifically
that's
for the
tradition,
pumpkin queen.
I guess. Crazy. I don't know. Yeah, so that, you know, the cockroaches can fall on her.
I'm sorry. We skipped a little bit ahead because she puts the cockroaches in the pinata.
Yeah.
then she throws away that really cool mask.
Oh, yeah. She yeah, you're right. The there was no the good reason for that.
But yeah, she throws away that really cool mask. Because then, I guess, because it's her identifier, because she was wearing it, the boys could be like, it was her. And now she looks really right. different.
That's but a like, good thing. That's yeah, important. But
like, it was like, it looked really well made.
Yeah, it was.
Like, put it, she's wearing like a giant bulky, like, gown. Like, put it under your shirt or something.
Save it for later.
Yeah.
You know?
Put it in your locker. You're a goth girl. You know the
importance of a mask. Like, you don't just throw that away.
I'm sorry. But yeah, also, before we get to the pinata, the pumpkin pinata, we have an announcement from the principal, or should I say the pimpsicle?
Oh my god, what was this? I forgot about this. Why was this happening?
Yeah, the principal's dressed like a fucking pimp. Like, why? He has like a big, like, purple hat on with like zebra print trim.
It
I don't know why, sense. Because somebody writing this movie was like, let's have really bad judgment.
Yeah, because there's another thing that comes up. This isn't even the worst thing that happens. Yeah, sure. Like, somehow.
Yeah, this is still during the time of, like, Pimp My Ride, I guess. Like, pimps were all the rage.
So it's really funny if your middle school principal dresses like a pimp for the Halloween dance. It's crazy. Oh, yeah, but because he's there to announce the Pumpkin Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he announces it. It's, well, no, the Pumpkin Queen's been announced, but he like, brings her on stage and, like, crowns her and shit.
Yeah.
And gives her the stuff, and she, like, has the... Y'all said she looked cute. I agree. She looked cute. Her eyebrows looked dumb.
Yes.
There was like a little too like a heavy.
Fairy costume or something.
Yeah. And then she gets to the pumpkin. The pumpkin's like brought out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
She smashes it.
Boom.
And cockroaches. And 600 candy. Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which like 600 cockroaches. It was like two little cups.
I know. How do they all fit in those cups?
300 each? That's crazy.
Yeah. Cassie is a witch.
Okay, well, I just want to say that it's absolutely incredibly fucked up that she poured 600 cockroaches on another 8th grader. Like, that's like some psycho shit. Like, that's some, like, shit, like, if the main character of the movie was the bad girl who, like, we saw her life, and she got 600 cockroaches poured on her, that's, like, bullying and abuse, and, like, that's, like, not nice behavior.
Yeah.
Even for somebody, she's, like... She was, like, snide to her in the cafeteria. Yeah. She was, like, kind of bitchy. And so her punishment for being kind of bitchy was getting 600 cockroaches poured on her.
I guess what? It's a little harsh.
Yeah. A little harsh.
Maybe I guess it's a little harsh. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, in this situation.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But then there's also, like, a flash, like, between the crowd of Tobin Bell at the dance.
Yeah, he's
yes,
there.
Somehow
he yeah, got he's, like, yeah. watching her be, like, a psycho. And he's like, yes, this is what I need to know that I've done the right thing by...
yeah, he's on a scare.
By helping this crazy girl summon a monster. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. Apparently, God, what is the morality of this film? It makes no damn sense.
It doesn't. But I like that somebody does call her a cockroach queen.
Yes, because she kind of is.
Yeah.
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 And that's the end of the dance, really. I do love a Halloween dance. It was a good Halloween dance.
Right? I think other things happen in between, but the next thing I wrote down was about how they're in, like, the classroom the next day, and the teacher's like, it's Halloween. And she, like, points to the chalkboard, and she's like, now who wants to know about the history of Halloween, or who knows where Halloween comes from? And the only person hand up is fucking Cassie, like, shoots her hand up. And the teacher even goes... I thought I might see your hand, Cassie.
Wait, but something very important happens after the Halloween dance.
What?
That's when she reads the book to him.
No, remember? That's not yet. That's really? On Halloween.
That's on Halloween?
Yeah, it's Halloween night when they come back from trick-or-treating. She's after he's been like... Yeah. And then, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it goes to show how much I remember the movie that we just watched.
It was a whole movie and not just one episode. It was like, usually we watch like a 23-minute thing, which can only fit so much plot.
Yes.
But we are
there's
just,
so much plot
there's so
on.
Many things
yeah,
happening.
So much going on. It's hard for me to keep up, yeah.
But this is the scene where... She has the book in her bag at school, and the teacher is like, oh, yes. Cassie loves Halloween, haha, you're not. And then, it's the English class, Cassie sits in front of Sean, and Sean sits next to that bitch.
Priscilla.
Shaw.
Pumpkin Queen.
Priscilla.
Dick. But yeah, she like gets Sean to pull the book out of Cassie's bag and give it to her. And the little key is still in there. Yeah,
who
exactly.
Who keeps the key with the diary? That defeats the whole purpose.
But then opens it and, like, reads the book. And, like, there's, like, wind blowing around outside, because the book means like scary leaves and wind, I guess. Yep. And then, and then after that, I just wrote shittiest little brother of all time. So it's Halloween.
Right.
And yeah. They're trick-or-treating, and he's just the fucking worst.
He's such a weenie. Yeah. In my costume. Yeah.
He's like, it's itchy. And she's like, you don't even look like a pirate anymore. And he's like, my candy is too heavy.
Yeah. And he's like, and she's like, well, let's go home. And then he's like, well, I want to go to this house because they're giving out wax lips.
My favorite candy.
Which, yeah.
Whose favorite candy IRL is wax freaking lips?
Apparently this nightmare of a child that the writers constructed, but he's too afraid to go up to the house because it is not even real. I understand like those houses that are like too scary to go up to, but this one isn't one of them. It's not. It's really.
Tom, can I ask you, what makes a house too scary to go up to?
No, like when you're like a kid, like a really little kid on Halloween and like, I don't know, the neighborhood I grew up in, there was some intense stuff. They'd be like, lots of like scary monster jump. I mean, there was just like one house in particular that was like scary to walk out. Yeah, I did eventually. I feel like maybe when I was like 1 year, when I was like really little, I was like, no, I don't want to go up to that house. But then the next year I came up and I was like, I'm gonna go up to that house. And I mean, the candy was like adequate.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think, A, if you make your house really scary, you have to have the best candy. But also, I mean, the promise of candy never kept me from anything. Like, if I was going to get candy, I was going to do whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go trick-or-treating right now so bad.
You want what?
I want to go trick-or-treating right now so bad. I just miss the joy of that. Like, you can never chase that same high of trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing quite like it.
It is exhilarating just going up and, you know, ringing strangers' doorbell.
Yeah. And you never know what they're going to give you. Trick-or-treat. And it's just like, ugh. I could cry.
I never even, like, even if it was stuff I wasn't, like, thrilled about getting, I was, like, still happy to get whatever candy because, like, then the best part is, like, having, like, meeting up with people later, like, being around other people and then trading.
Yeah.
Doing that big old trade-off. Yeah. Yeah. At somebody's house that you wouldn't normally be at. I don't know. Sorry. I have specific Halloween memories.
Yeah,
somebody's house that you wouldn't normally go to.
Anyways, cut back to this fucking 9-year-old kid. His favorite candy is fucking wax lips. Yeah. Inexplicably. It's absolutely insane. It's like not even candy. It's just something you bite into. Right. He still is like pacifier. Like that's like what he needs. Like I don't fucking get it.
He's like, oh, an excuse for me to be a baby. Wah.
Mm. Yeah, but then he doesn't get them and they're back at the house, and he's like, I didn't get my wax lips because she ran away. She left me all alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I walked like 3 paces away from him. And he's like, no, she didn't. She abandoned me. Jesus fucking. Man, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
And then the dad is like, I'll take you to go get the wax lips. And he's a bull. The mom's a matador.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Cool. Drag mom.
Costume.
Yeah.
Costume.
Yeah.
No, yes. And, but then, like, they do this gag where the dad's, like, bullhorn gets caught in the door. It's like, that's, it doesn't need that.
It's a dorky dad moment.
They don't need to do that gag.
Yeah, well, they had to do it.
All right,
so now.
They're
gonna make this movie as funny as they possibly can, because it's scary.
In addition to having to watch this fucking kid, her mom is like, don't forget to put the roast in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, the roast.
Because they don't ask that much of her. Like, they ask a lot of her.
They do. They really do.
It's shitty. And I don't like it.
It's shitty. And do they even pay her?
That is not clarified, it's but it not. Doesn't... I don't think so.
She gets an allowance. How else does she buy all these cockroaches?
She doesn't have a job. Yeah, it's really not established how she can afford the damn cockroaches.
Jesus Christ. But now we're outside of the house, and this is what we were talking... This is the very not-based moment of this movie.
Which is?
Where... the shitty pumpkin queen and Cody Linley are in front of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, waiting for her. Because
they're going to play some prank.
Yeah, they're going to play a prank. If he wants to go to Carlucci's party.
Yeah. Your friend.
My friend Julia Carlucci.
Well, we don't yet.
No, but yeah, he's like talking about wanting to go to this freaking party. And she's like, forget about that party. That guy.
No, she doesn't say that about... She says that about something that he's doing.
Oh, the pen. Yeah, with the pen. Yeah, because he's still fucking with that sexy masochistic pen.
But she drops the R word. Yeah. Yeah, and it was like jarring.
Yeah.
Because like we all like thought we heard something else. We like went back
to like make sure that's what it was.
What was that? I don't know. I also have to do that often.
It was unexpected.
Yeah, it was unexpected. It was jarring just because I was like, this is, I understand 2006, but I was like, this is a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Like, by for all intents and purposes. So that happened.
Yeah. And just solidifying her as like, the worst.
Yeah. Not a nice girl.
Yeah. Not a nice girl at all.
Mm-mm.
But now she's like, we're back in Cassie's room. She's writing this freaking paper. And in comes the shit stain himself.
Yeah.
This little piece of shit.
And he's like, I want to read my book. I want you to read me a book. Read me a spooky, scary story. It's Halloween.
And then he looks down at the power strip for her computer that all her shit's plugged into.
Yes.
And he, on purpose, he fucking knows what a power strip is. Yeah. He knows the way that shit works. They later, spoiler alert, go to a fuse box. He has like at least a diet grasp on electricity.
A diet grasp. Yeah.
But like, yeah, he steps on the power strip and turns all her shit off and she loses her fucking paper. Insane.
Insane.
Death.
And then, yeah, death.
Honestly.
Death to him.
He earned it.
And she's pissed, rightfully so. She's like, I just lost everything. I'm not going to be able to remember that. That was like my whole project. But then she kind of turns it around quickly because she knows she can scare the shit out of him. And that's going to be her revenge because she sees the evil thing on her desk. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm not mad at you anymore. You want me to read you a book? I'll read you a book.
Yeah,
I'll read
like, you a story. Wait, you're not mad? She's like, accidents happen.
Yeah, it's which no problem.
It would have really been a good opportunity for them to play Nobody's Perfect.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
Missed opportunity.
But it's a different company.
And this is actually the first time that we as an audience experience the story of the evil thing.
Right. And
when the horrible girl reads it at school, like, yeah, we just see her reading it and, right, like, reacting to it. But this is, like, she's reading it aloud because she's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and I like the build to it because, I don't know, I think we're, like, almost, like, 40 or 45 minutes into it at this point, and it's telling us all this. So I'm going to play the clip of Emily Osment reading the story of the evil thing for us just because she does it justice in a way that nobody else could. No offense to the other people. Here it is.
The evil thing is a gruesome beast. On living flesh, it loves to feast. It's a two-headed thing whom you don't wish to greet. One head sucks your blood. One head chews your meat. It carries its babies and slimy eggs on its back. The babies are hungry when they hatch for a snack. So the evil thing traps some poor victim alive for the babies to eat when their birthdays arrive. But don't worry, don't cry. Please don't have a fit. The evil thing is not real. Unless you think about it. Remember, don't think about it.
And that was that.
Don't think about it.
Don't
think about it.
So what I'm taking away from this story is that it's about the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where if you think about it, you lose.
Yes.
I just lost.
Yeah. I always lose. Yeah. I'm a huge loser.
Some reason I wrote leaf blowing equals evil. Yes. Because of the way, again, she's reading the story.
Right.
The leaves and the wind is blowing on the window.
Yeah. She's reading it very intensely. I like it.
And so this has all actually just been a build-up to a Papa John's commercial that begins now.
Oh, right. It begins now.
Yeah, yes. The driver, we meet this driver, he gets candy corn instead of a tip, but has, like, an alarmingly good attitude about it.
Yeah, it scared me. It was frightening. That was the scariest part of this whole movie, was how okay he was with the candy corn tip.
But she read that book to the out loud, and we started seeing, like, glimpses of, like, some thing coming out of the ground, maybe like a weird hand.
The big scary hand, that was like the scariest thing we had seen up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but then on the roof of the Papa John's guy's car,
right,
it's like all fogged up, I guess, because he's like a heavy breather.
Yeah, the evil thing is many things.
But this thing has a lot of teeth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, God. Obviously, for sure.
He must be really hungry.
Yeah, he's really hungry for Papa John's. Yeah, yum, yum, yum.
But yeah, the pizza guy, he's like, oh, here, take this pizza. And the monster does not want the pizza.
No, he's like, I want a human flesh.
I only like Domino's.
I only like Domino's.
Well, and now back to Emily Osment at her now back on computer, but she's got, like, candles going.
Yeah, I feel like she had the candles lit before, really? But this is, like, when we really noticed them, because it was like, well, this is a hazard.
I think having, like, computers by candlelight is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It scares me. It really frightens me, for sure.
It's silly.
Yeah.
But somehow, okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. My notes begin to lack here for a moment, because this is when we took a golden grams break.
Yeah, we stopped to have some golden grams.
Okay. And then we were eating and watching, so I wasn't writing.
No, that's okay, because I'm pretty sure what happens next is that it's revealed. I honestly have no idea what Priscilla and Sean are, like, planning to do. I don't really think it's ever established what their prank is.
They turn off the fuse.
Mm-hmm. So they just want to scare them that way.
Yeah,
so
to lure them outside.
Exactly. Yes. And then there's like a boom box.
Yeah. Me saying, I've never established what their prank is. Their prank is executed. It's just not good.
It's a not good prank.
Yeah. It's unmemorable.
But
yeah.
She just read the thing aloud that she knows she's not supposed to read out loud.
Right.
But like, how does they know she read it out loud?
They don't know. I think just because she read the book.
So they were taunting her about it. Yeah. Yeah, that way.
Yeah, because they referenced the evil thing.
Oh, yeah.
So they're outside by the fuse box, and then they come out with the camera, and she's like, everybody, blah, 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 she's on tape. And I wrote, I would hit her, but I'm drunk.
I also was like, would hit her.
Yeah, she was being, like, so aggressive. Like, I wouldn't pour 600 cockroaches on her then.
But you'd hit her.
But I would hit her now.
Mm-hmm. her camera.
But yeah, Cody Lindley has like a dig at her in this moment that was really funny. Huh. I don't know. She says, I think she says the line about like how everyone at school is going to want to watch this. And he says, I think he says, are they really though, Priscilla?
Yeah.
Like,
he knows it's lame.
He's like, this is lame. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is when he's kind of starting to be like, not cool with her
but you know
much anymore.
Really bother me about this whole prank thing is how the little brother like totally turned on her, because first he's like so scared, oh my god it's so scary out here,
he was scared,
but then once she gets scared he immediately starts making fun of her for being a scaredy cat.
Yeah,
it's like
he's like you're a chicken,
no loyalty. Sucks.
Yeah, he's the worst. Everything about, like, again, and it's one of those things that's like at this point, now that she's, like, accidentally unleashed this evil.
Oops, I think, my bad.
This is the part in the movie where, like, you're supposed to give him some, like, quality that makes you want to save him.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not come.
Not at all.
Ever.
I feel like the next thing that happens is somehow their people have split up, because we're starting to build to Priscilla and...
Oh, yeah. Well, so nobody splits up, but, like, Emily Osment or Cassie and her brother go back inside.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Cody Lindley and the bitch I hate go to the park.
Yeah, the park for some reason.
But they're at their house. We see the goo on the stairwell.
Yes. And then they're inside. They're in the kitchen.
Well, she's in the kitchen, but the little brother goes to bed, and then he hears the monster, and the monster's coming, and he's like, I know it's you, and blah, 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 because the closet door is starting to open.
But wait, before that, because when they go inside, they're in the kitchen, and there's that shot where we noticed.
Yeah, where the beast is outside the house.
You noticed that, Sadie, that, like, he was out there, and, it was a cool shot. That was a creepy, that was a really cool shot.
And that's, like, her being like, go brush your teeth. Like,
yeah.
Go get ready for bed.
Yeah.
And then when he's in bed, the thing hits, because their back patio door opens.
Right.
Yeah, and that's when it gets in for sure.
Yeah.
And then it's in the house. And then it's like on his bed.
Yeah.
And he's like hiding under the bed, and it's got this like big scary dent. It's like very Nightmare on Elm Street vibes.
Yeah, it's This is scary.
Scary.
Yeah, spooky, scary. And it does grab him. Nightmares.
It does snatch him by the foot.
It snatches him up.
Snatch him by the foot.
Just like he took the pizza
right from under the bed. So yes. Scary. And now they're at this park. They're at Cranberry Park.
Cranberry Park. Priscilla and Sean.
Yeah.
Cody Lemmy.
And Sean is fucking over it. Like, yeah. He's, like, really done with it. He takes he's, like, the tape telling out her of off, the camcorder. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, this is dumb.
He's like,
and yeah. I don't like it.
He's like, you're mean, and I'm over it, which yeah. is good for him.
And he straight up walks away.
He's yeah. going to the party.
Yeah, yeah, he's going.
Yeah, yeah. He wanted to go. Yeah.
She hears something and then, like, takes a flashlight out, but it's, like, a very well-lit park.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, lanterns made everywhere. Made no sense. And, like, yeah, it's so dumb.
Hot wet nonsense.
But she's, like, some action is happening where she's, like, feeling a little, like, uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes and, like, is it back up against the Cranberry Park sign right next to a hole that we see, like, the beast's eye.
Yes, that was a creepy shot. That was cool.
She looks back through it, and it's, like, a single swing, just like in Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Just, like, that's all you see. Like, you don't see anything else around it. It's just, uh-huh. like, one shot, very close up of a swing.
Yeah, and the whole time she's kind of...
Why would a swing be right behind the sign like that?
I think she's, like, she's thinking that, like, Sean is pranking her, and she's like, haha, very funny, Sean. Good one, come mm-hmm. out. And I think that's the moment where she realizes that Sean is not pranking her, and some real weird shit is happening, and it gets her and snatches her up, and she's screaming though, and that like brings Shaw's attention because he runs over and sees that like the evil thing is like there, just like, and he's like, I don't know, the evil thing is just carrying around the sacks that he's got through town, like getting more and more, and
no,
I guess three is enough because it's the Papa John's guy,
it's Papa John,
it's Max,
the little boy,
and then it's Priscilla being freshly cocooned into this like, goop sack.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's this, some of this shit is gross, like, I'm not gonna lie. And then Cody Lindley, he runs runs very fast, he's a fast runner, we love that for him.
He's at Cassie's house.
Yeah, he runs all the way to her house.
He's got your brother.
Yeah.
Cassie doesn't even know he's gone yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like not into it.
Because she answers the door with the radio. Cody gets us right when she's like putting the roast in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. And so she goes to the door with it instead of leaving it in the kitchen. Right. Like anybody who would do that.
Right, right.
And he's like, do you know where your brother is? And she's just like, he's right here. I'm going to eat him.
Yeah.
Good joke.
She's queen.
Good goth. She's queen. Good goth joke.
And then, yeah, he's, like, trying to be like, well, he's not upstairs. And she's like, haha, okay. And she runs upstairs, and he's not there.
Well, he goes upstairs. She's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's just in bed, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, let's go see then.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, where does he sleep? Right up here. And he, like, takes her up there, and there's some more goo.
More goo. I don't understand how he could tell who was in the sacks.
Yeah, me either.
They didn't
no
look
idea.
Very, like, clear. No. Just,
he
like,
thought of that.
Oh, yeah, he heard
that. Yes, yes, very distinct whining. He has that. Yes, he did say that.
Yeah,
he was like, your
talking.
Brother. Yeah, well, no, Emily Osment says talk. That. Cassie's like, oh, did you hear a very distinct, annoying whine? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that was him.
And then he's like, we gotta call the cops.
Yep.
Nah. Why? What are they gonna do? Yeah, we gotta call the cops. Yeah, of course. Have you ever seen a horror movie, kid? Don't call the cops. Not gonna help you in any situation.
Okay, and then it's felt a little. Now all of a sudden, there's a well.
Oh yeah, no, there's a few. And then this, no this that, and the other thing happens. Before.
Now there's a well. And they're panning down the well. There's a beer bottle or like a glass bottle, but it's just like rotated in such a way that it doesn't have like a beer label on it because you can't advertise beer in a children's menu.
Right. No, mm-hmm. not
but
be
they
good.
Have to like set the scene that it's a place that where litter is, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
A bottle. I don't know why it had to be a bottle.
Yeah.
Doesn't your dad have a gun? Oh, because they are going to go chase down
the beast.
Yeah, I don't know how they know
the
where he
thing.
Is.
I have no... Yeah.
They seem
or maybe
to...
they follow the goo.
That's what
oh,
they do.
Oh, they follow the goo. They follow the goo to the well, but we, the audience, see the well before they know where it is.
Yeah, because the beast is there. The evil thing is there.
Yeah.
With all of the...
And I feel like this is when we really first get, like, a glance of the evil thing, right? Because this thing is fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's like
and
a
it
very
like,
good puppet.
I will say it was designed by Greg Nitero, who did some of the special effects on George A. Romero's Day of the Dead.
This doesn't surprise me.
And Howard Berger, who the two of them as a team did a lot of the special effects for the Chronicles of Narnia movie, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And yeah, the evil thing is two heads controlled by two people.
That's cool.
Which is cool, yeah. It's just, it's a very cool, like, animatronic. Yeah, yeah, it really is. Right. Like, it's not CGI. And I don't know. I just love practical effects in horror movies. And it is a really cool one. It's fucking creepy.
Well, she has, like, a fireplace iron, like a poker.
Oh, right.
And he has, like, a walking stick.
Yeah, they got weapons.
And he's complaining about his walking stick. And he's like, doesn't your dad have a gun?
Yeah.
And then they're, like, walking through the woods. And he's like, you're a weird girl. And they're having this, like, weird moment where he's like, yeah, you're weird, but it's cool. And she's like, wait, you think it's cool? Like, yeah, they're having, like, a nice little moment.
They're trying to build to this romance with them, but it, like, I feel like it just, they get lazy for it to actually happen. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, this is, like, the farthest it ever goes. And then it's like, okay, serious shit is happening and we have people to save. And then it's like, we got pizza to eat.
But, like, hot take. Carlucci party does not matter so much anymore. He, like, that was, like, very eager to get away from that girl to, like, go to this party. And then he sees a bunch of fucked up shit. And he's like, I'm going to save the day with this hot goth.
Yeah, he's falling in love with her. yeah. The power of goth on Halloween.
You and know. Then they're down the well into this very weird, very large cave.
Yes, I don't understand the logistics of this. I don't understand how the evil thing has a lair, but it does.
Yeah.
They talk about how it smells. It's bad.
Yes, it smells bad. And,
it has, like, two heads.
Yeah, it's very well lit, but they have flashlights.
I think he asks her, like, why do you have to read that book out loud?
He does say that right before they go in. Or no, they go in and then they come back out because they get scared. They, like, go in and then because what happens is they go in to assess the situation. They get horrified. And run back out. And that's when he makes the comment of, like, why did you have to read that book?
Why would I write Jake? No.
You work on him, Jake, a lot.
I know.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, he was not really being the zombie slayer during this movie.
Yeah.
But,
And then they're in the, like, cave thing, like, looking at them. Or maybe it's, like, right after they've kind of made it away from the monster. But it's Tobin Bell, and he just, like, walks by.
He's in the cave?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
No, because he's wearing the freaky hat.
Yes, yeah, because they're in the cave very briefly at this point.
He makes fun of her for having buyer's remorse.
Yeah. No, because they run back to him. That's what happens, right?
Yeah.
They go back to the store, and they're trying to figure out how to, like, take care of this. And, yeah, Tobin Bell basically just tells them to go fuck themselves.
He doesn't walk by in the cave. It's when they go back to the store, and the store is closed, and they're like, let us in, let us in.
Oh, right,
and
right.
Like, it's closed, and then they turn around, and he, like, walks by.
Yeah, he just walks
by. Yes, he's there, and he tells them to go fuck themselves. Yeah. They did not adhere to the warnings.
And he's driving a hearse, which is boss.
Yeah, I love this character.
But he's packing up, leaving town.
Yeah, Halloween is over.
Every year, I choose to help someone who wants to scare people the most.
What the fuck?
This is this guy's life purpose.
It makes no damn sense, but I love it.
And just like the spirit Halloween stores, Halloween is over and the store disappears.
Yes, exactly.
But he does tell them this advice is what he tells them. Two heads are better than one to get the bloody job done.
Yes.
And Cassie's like, this is a riddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I love riddles and goth.
Yeah. And Jake is like, what does it mean? It means two heads are better than one, so we should brainstorm together. And she's like, no, but it's a riddle, so it's going to be different than that. And then they figure out they have to get the heads to attack each other.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I'm glad they made it to that conclusion, because I didn't.
And this, though, I'm gonna step out of this for just a second to be like, now she's wearing this beanie that we were talking about.
Oh, I love the
beanie.
And now I think we generally feel beanie over beret. Hot take, I still like the beret, but.
That's fair.
Maybe that's
fair. I'm team beanie all the way.
So they need to get blood.
Yeah.
To throw on the monster.
I don't know.
To get it to attack itself.
Yeah, because then it'll be like ooh.
Like,
exactly, yeah.
Ooh, yummy. I taste good. Yeah.
So, Cassie has this idea. She knows where they can get some blood.
Cassie's house in her refrigerator.
Now, tell us. Tell the listeners what happens.
Okay, so let me just
the science behind this.
Mm-hmm. So, because they're like, wow, we have this like raw. What is it? A raw pork
it's
roast
a
or something?
It's a
raw roast, and Cassie's mom wants her to like put it in the oven at a certain time or whatever, you know, that classic mom like trope. And then you never do, and then you try to like thaw it out really quick, and you have to throw it in, whatever. But that doesn't matter, because she's like, I'm going to use it for blood. Well, apparently that is not a thing you can actually do. You can't just
squeeze blood out of a piece of meat. Yeah,
because properly butchered meat isn't bloody. The red liquid in packages is more of a protein-rich liquid that comes from the damaged cells. Therefore, the quote-unquote blood they used wouldn't likely attract the blood-sucking head. It was there's no way they got actual blood from that.
Well, it was like a gallon of blood that they supposedly squeezed out of this pot roast.
Yeah, made no hot damn sense.
With their bare hands?
Yeah, just hot nonsense. Hot nonsense.
But while they were doing that, eggs were hatching, and these, like, disgusting little baby worms are, like, coming out.
Oh, it's nasty.
Very nasty. And so I just want to, again, pay credit to Emily Osment for being able to deliver a line like, the babies have hatched. So much like believability.
Yeah, no, she's killing it. She's carrying this film on her back.
They're playing from Jake's famous boombox, the mating call of the beast, which, how do you even fucking get that?
They just happened.
I don't know how they figured that out. They checked it out of the library. Somehow they're back, And apparently Emily Osment lives very close to the Evil Thing's lair.
Well, it's just in the park.
But somehow they tear her brother out. Like, Jake tears her brother out.
He, like, somehow gets himself out. It's like, I feel like the egg sac is... Oh, well, the babies, no. The babies get released. They, like... They have teeth. The babies are... creepy.
Yeah, they're really creepy.
I was scared. I mean, like, also
they
just
have,
like,
too many teeth.
We have to paint the picture a little bit here of, like, where they're at in the lair. Like, they're in these egg sacs that are covered by all these spider webs. It is.
I think they're just, like,
it is, like, a very disturbing scenario to imagine yourself in. Like, it's gross for anyone. Like, wouldn't wish that on Papa John's delivery guy.
No.
Bratty little kid.
Yeah, they're covered in goo and then wrapped in, like, scary string.
Yeah, fearing for their lives.
True.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the brother starts getting out because the babies are, like, chewing through the sack to, like, eat the brother, I guess.
I don't know how they keep the babies at bay once the brother gets out. Because once the brother gets out, it's, like, this whole thing.
He, like, I think, like, runs away or something. But then he, like, gets the... They throw him the pitcher of blood. He's like, what's in the...
They
picks it up and he's like, what's the pitcher?
Yeah, they throw it at the evil thing. Oh, and it misses. Well, because there's like a whole dumb struggle where like Sean is being silly. Because Cassie knows that they have to like throw it on, not at. Yeah. Like they have to unscrew it and be able to splatter it all over. But for whatever reason, he just grabs it like a stupid dumb... He's being Donut Boy.
Yeah.
And he just grabs it and like throws it. And... Yeah, it doesn't really work out.
Then Max picks up the pitcher and he's like, what's in this? And they're like, blood. And then he drops it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, pick it up.
And he basically does the same thing because he throws it.
Yeah. But it does work that time.
It somehow works because the evil thing
bites it.
Yeah, bites it in his mouth. Yeah.
And then one starts attacking the other.
Yeah, and they somehow have all figured it out. And I think the babies just kind of miraculously die.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. There's just this whole... They just, I don't know, we kind of, like, as everything's being resolved and, like, Priscilla and the Papa John's guy are, like, escaping from their respective gooey cocoons.
Oh, because then it explodes in the yellow explosion.
Yeah, and yes. Well, no, yeah, because I remember, actually, that happens before Priscilla and the other guy escape. Because you were, like,
I was mad that she didn't get yellow.
Wish she had yellow goo. Yeah, it explodes. It totally explodes. Yeah. And its inners are just, like, this yellow goo.
Yeah, mustard almost.
It's mustard. Straight mustard. The evil thing is made of mustard.
And even though Max technically saves the day, I do not think that this is redemption for him being the most annoying little brother of all time.
No, yeah, and he like barely saves the day. He just does what he's told, you know, and he fucks it up along the way.
And they're
so...
like, you're so brave.
No. And I'm not gonna lie, when the Papa John's guy broke out, like, I had forgotten that it was him in there. I didn't know who the third person was.
When he broke out, he said, I've got two extra large pizzas with two toppings on the house for you or something. as the price for like saving his life.
So oh my god,
which was hilarious.
And yeah, then we get an incredibly long shot of pizza, of a very good looking pizza.
Oh my god,
and a pizza that looked so good that we ordered a pizza.
We ordered, and I feel so bad that we like succumbed to this, but
I don't.
The product placement really got to us. No, I feel great. No, I feel great. It was good. It was a good choice to eat.
We got a pizza that was shaped like a jack-o'-lantern.
We did get a pizza that was shaped like a jack-o'-lantern. And I don't know if we'd be able to get that anywhere else. Mm-mm. So thanks, Papa John's. This is not sponsored by Papa John's, but at this point, it really should be. They should be paying us for producing this episode.
Okay, but now we're in the Cassie's house, and because they all got covered in goo, Sean is wearing her dad's clothes, and she's like, "You don't look bad in my dad's clothes."
Yeah, that was wild. What
weird
the
and gross.
Weird. And they're trying to, I think they're trying to paint like a little romantic future of them here in this moment because the movie's wrapping up, and the kids are loving the Papa John's.
Yeah.
This is where the moment where it's confirmed that this movie is an extended commercial for Papa John's.
Yeah, they talk about how good the pizza is.
They're literally talking about how good the pizza is.
That's funny. I remember.
Yeah, and then like.
And then they're like, we're going to burn this book.
Yes, the plan is to burn the book.
And they're watching. So then it's like this like pan around shot of them like watching the book burn. And Sean is like,
He's so into it.
And he has like licks his lips. It's like freaky.
He likes book burning and electroshock.
Mm-mm. And Cassie's just like very pensively looking. And the kid is just like very pleased. Like he's like, we have saved the day.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. And who says what a night? But somebody says
that's
what a night.
That's definitely Sean.
Yeah. Sean, says, yeah. And then he goes, I got
what a night. Yeah. Doesn't he say something about her being weird again?
Yes.
Say, like, stay weird.
I think, he says stay weird on the way out. But before he does that, he does the pepperoni on the shirt thing to the kid.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, tricks him. Got him.
He's sort of like a
And the book falls out of the fire.
Yep.
Because it cannot be tamed. And then he says, way to go, little dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, stay weird.
Stay
is what he tells
weird.
Cassie.
Yes.
And then drag parents come back.
Drag parents come back and ruin the whole movie.
Yeah. Somehow. How did they do that, Tom?
Because they are like, ha ha, we had such a great time. Oh, all this pizza. Oh, all the kids are in bed. Blah, blah, blah. And then they see that the fireplace is still kind of going. And then
they see that there's a fire.
There's something there. They see it because it's like, you know, whatever. And they're like, oh, what's this? And the evil thing hasn't really like
it hasn't
fully
burned
out.
Yeah,
it's
a little bit.
It's impossible to kill. The evil thing is Michael Myers. Then they start reading it.
Yeah. Of course. And they read it out loud.
And they don't.
Do not read.
It says,
Hud says, do not read. Let me read it aloud to you.
And they go for it because they think that they're above the law because they're adults.
They're idiots.
Yeah, and they're idiots.
And then it's a blackout.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to a recording studio where a long-haired man says, roll it, Emily. And then we hear a song that is somehow completely unrelated and titled the same. As the movie.
It's very related to the movie because it's all about
think it is.
Misunderstood. Everybody feels that way sometimes. Yeah. I wish I could fit in with all the rest, but got my own thing, got my own plan. This song is about Cassie and how she's not going to think about the evil thing anymore.
Okay.
And it's a great song.
She don't think about it.
She don't think about it. I don't think about it. And I'm really, I love this song.
It's cute.
It's a bop,
cute song.
Sure.
It's a bop. Yeah. It's a bop. Yeah. And
that's it, man.
That's the movie, yeah.
That's the movie.
So what'd you guys think? I feel like you were both kind of saying that it pleasantly surpassed your expectations.
Oh, absolutely, I would say.
Like,
it was really cool.
It's
cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's fun. It held up, it had a moment or two that was like there. And
not so 2021.
The Papa John's product placement was insanely present.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. It's cute. It's a really good introduction to horror.
Sure,
I think,
if you're a kid, because
like,
it's like
it definitely did that for me.
It feels very accessible for children.
It feels like something that I'm trying to think of something that like before this, when I was a kid, that I could. I don't know. I really do feel like this was a solid introduction to horror for me as a kid.
I feel like Disney Halloween movies were all pretty good like that for me. Like Halloween
they were, but
Town,
this one, like,
really...
I don't know. This one really stuck with me.
It's
like,
also really
scary.
Yeah.
This was something really scary, you know, that I felt was still accessible for, like, a younger crowd.
Yeah. Because
there's no blood.
Yeah, no
Nobody
blood.
Dies.
No. Just goo.
Yeah, just a lot of
goo.
Yeah.
But the goo is very visceral and makes it very scary.
Yeah, exactly. Which we like. It's nice. It's a good film.
All right.
So that's, I guess, the end of our very first Sweet Niblets Halloween special. We've talked for a long time.
Yeah.
We got through it. I don't know if there's anything else we could say. I don't know. Happy I want to know why there was so much product placement. I really do.
Because they needed some way to fund this movie.
Yeah, you gotta
yeah, I guess Papa John's paid for like $2 million of that $3 million.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, so people, we want to do another Halloween special. So if you have any ideas, let us know what you think we could do that would be in the similar realm
maybe
next
year.
Maybe
we'll put a poll in the story.
Yeah, maybe. And
maybe closer to Halloween next
Sadie?
Year.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for being here watching this movie with us.
And watching this movie with us. You were a great time. You're welcome back anytime.
It was my pleasure.
Well, thank you for coming by. And you folks, we will be back in the first Friday in November with Achy Jakey Heart.
Don't tell my jart.
My heart. My jart. My Achy Jakey chart. And which I'm glad that we had this whole Cody Lindley binge.
Cody Lindley, I'm so excited for. All
right, everyone, stay spooky and keep on rocking. Bye.
Bye.
Mr. Happy Pumpkin Man, get an eye candy like no one can. He, Mr. Happy Pumpkin Man.